Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn a technique for sounding more fluent when speaking English. You may have noticed that when Americans speak, they often connect many words together. This is known as linking or connected speech. If you want to speak English with an American accent, it's important to learn how Americans connect the sounds of English. Speaking with connected speech will make your speech smooth, flowing, and more natural sounding. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to connect certain vowels of English together, just like a native speaker would. We're also going to practice this linking technique in some key American phrases and idioms. Let's begin by listening to the following phrase, be on time. Notice how all three words are connected. Native speakers of English connect words which make up a complete thought. We usually pause only at commas, periods, or at the end of a grammatical unit, such as a phrase or a clause. Be on time is a complete thought. It is known as a thought group, so I connect all the sounds within it. Be on time. If English is not your first language, you may be breaking in between the words be and on. Be on connects the vowel sound E to the vowel sound A. The air flows continuously. I do not break my airflow and say, be on time. Rather, one sound flows into the next one. The vowel sound E in the word be connects directly to the vowel sound A in the word on. How do I achieve this connection? I use a special linking technique. Here is the linking technique for connecting these words. In order to connect the vowel sounds E, I, or A to another vowel sound, we use a Y sound as a bridge. We use the sound Y to connect these two vowel sounds. So in the previous example, in order to connect the E of B to the A of on, I used a Y sound to get from one to the other. Be on time. I glide my tongue forward into A. Let's try that gliding sound. Please listen and repeat. Yan. Yan. Beyon. Be on time. Here's another basic example. I am. A non-native speaker might make the mistake of saying I am. This sounds choppy. We can make that sound smoother and more fluent by using a Y sound, a Y glide in between the I and the A of am. So instead of saying I am, I say I am. Please listen and repeat. Yam. Yam. I am. So again, the linking technique, the linking rule states, in order to link the vowel sounds E, I, or A to another vowel sound, we use the Y sound, the Y glide, Y, as a bridge in between. Let's practice this linking technique in some key American expressions and idioms. Pay careful attention to your linking. Make sure that you connect all the vowel sounds together using one continuous stream of breath. Again, use the sound y to connect the vowel sounds e, I, or a to another vowel. Please listen and repeat. We agree. Y agree. We agree. They always pay on time. Y'always. Yon time. They always pay on time. She's easy on the eyes. Yies. The eyes. She's easy on the eyes. Don't cry over spilled milk. Yover. Cry over. Don't cry over spilled milk. Today's podcast covers just one of several important linking techniques for clear English pronunciation. If you want more practice exercises and are interested in learning all of the techniques for linking the sounds of English, I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, please contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.